Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. It's Wednesday again. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, across the broadcast desk here in beautiful Studio D Chevalier is Colin Burton of fizzleandpop.com.
Hello, everybody.
With us again is my sister from Matted Spam, Heather Knight.
Hello.
And back by popular demand, Mr. Blue Flame himself, my dad, Jess Knight.
Hello.
And what? Well, you weren't done?
Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
And we've got a very packed house with us today. We have a fifth member of the broadcast crew today, Pat Angelo.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going to be odd not being able to look at you but talk to you.
That's all right. The logistics, I'm used to the back of your head.
The logistics, the logistics of Studio Di Chevalier are such that since it's not a studio, it's just a tiny cramped little room.
It's a closet. It's a freaking closet.
We've got Pat stuck.
It's 1,000 degrees.
We've got Pat stuck in the corner. But what we're going to be doing today. A few weeks ago, we were talking about movies. We got off on a tangent on one show, on the 4th of July show, and then we used that tangent to go again on another show, talking about movies that we liked. Essentially, is pretty much what we were doing. And so we decided, because so many people were like, well, hey, why wasn't I a part of that show? Why'd you have that weak-ass Trevor and not have me on the show? Well, fine, you're on the show now, Heather.
Yay!
And Dad.
Is this the baby's room?
No, there's no baby. So we're going to be talking about movies that we all collectively like, or individually, and then everybody's going to basically attack each other and say, hey, that movie sucks, or hey, you're dead on. I like that movie. But either way, you're going to have to defend your choices. And I have my movies that I like broken down into comedy, drama, and I only have like maybe four horror/thriller anyway. And then I have an honorable mention list. But I'm going to let you go first, Colin. Why don't you tell us what you decided are your favorite movies? Colin's just smiling.
This is where you're going to put my grandbaby.
Well, okay, I told everybody to come prepared, and Colin's got a wee tiny little notebook with tiny little writing in it. I don't know. How many pages did you use?
Five, six.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's about probably as much writing as I've got.
Yeah, most of what I have here, though, you've probably not heard of or seen.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Again, pull that card.
I'm so far above you. You don't know my kind of stuff. My kind of stuff's too cool for you.
No.
Screw off, man.
We didn't talk about this much at all before doing this. So
go ahead. Really... You tell us what are you going to start with?
Well, the first page I did was horror. It's full. You know... Your dad's shaking his head.
Shaking his head, no. Why are you shaking your head, no?
There's never been a good horror film.
Well, there has been, but we'll get to that later. Well, what? Let's let Colin talk before we make fun of him.
You asked me a question.
Go ahead, go.
All right, Bad Taste is a very bad film. Peter Jackson's
first
film.
And it's terrible.
It's terrible, but it's fun. It's a fun movie. And that's what for me, horror movies have to be fun as well as interesting.
Okay.
So Dead and Breakfast... Biozombie, Frighteners, Reanimator, Dead Alive, Army of Darkness, Serial Mom, Shaun of the Dead, Near Dark, Dead Meat, Dog Soldiers, American Werewolf in London, Fright Night.
Ow! Werewolf in London.
The Shining, Undead, The Faculty, Dawn of the Dead, the original, and Return of the Living Dead.
You know what I found more scary in The Shining than those two little freaky dead girls?
Just, the woman in the shower?
Shelley Duvall.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Just, she's freaky looking.
She's got a great figure, though.
She, if you're, for a fire pole.
For olive oil.
So I find it humorous that you put Serial Mom in the category of horror, because I have it on one of my lists, but as a comedy. I thought about, there are certain movies that do cross-genre, and I did think about, okay, so comedy/horror, but I ended up putting it in comedy, because it is intended to make you laugh. So I find it funny that we like the same movie, but we have it in two different genres. So let's go back.
Okay.
You said Bad Taste, which is very bad, Dead Breakfast, which I haven't heard of. Give me your list. Biozombie, haven't heard of it. Frighteners, heard of it, haven't seen it. Reanimator, whatever. Dead Alive, whatever. Army of Darkness is on my list. So finally we agree on something.
Oh, it's on your horror list.
Yes, it is.
One of your, four? Is that what you said?
Yeah, one of my four. So it made the top four. It's a really good
awesome
movie. Serial Mom made the list, but Shaun of the Dead I liked, but not enough to put on the list. Near Dark, Dead Meat, Dog Soldiers, American Werewolf in London. I like the song, never seen the movie. Fright Night... You like Fright Night, huh?
Yeah, I actually did. But
what about Fright Night specifically did you like?
I really couldn't say. It's been so long since I've watched it. But
but you remember something about it.
Yeah, I remember liking it enough to have bought it.
The Shining. Yes. Now, The Shining, I'm sure we've all seen The Shining. Have we all seen The Shining?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was on late night TV last night.
Yeah.
What a piece of crap. I cannot believe that Jack Nicholson did something like that.
Well, yeah, actually,
a piece of crap.
Yeah, we were flipping through the channels and I came across it. And Heather's like, turn it. I said, oh, it's The Shining. Turn
God.
It. What's The Shining? Turn it.
Yeah.
Okay. What, did it scare her?
Well, I told her at one point, I think I was going to work at the radio station on a weekend some last year, and it came on TV. And she said, oh, what's this? I said, it's The Shining. Don't watch it. And then she got slightly intrigued by the beginning, and she watched it. And by the time I came home, she's like, I shouldn't have watched that movie. I told you not to watch it. It's The Shining. I mean, Mom, years ago, Mom read the book, didn't she? And
yeah.
She was so afraid after reading that book, she had to turn every light in the house on.
It was a total waste of celluloid. I mean, give me a break. That was just a piece of crap.
Well, what about The Shining makes you believe that it's a piece of crap?
Well, in fact, I was watching it last night. That's got to be the worst acting I've ever seen anybody do.
Well, it was
Shelley Duvall,
it was,
Jack Nicholson.
It was what, 1980?
He had the smile of the Joker that he played on Batman.
Yeah, but that was
pre-Batman.
Just crap. It was just crap.
Well, the book is scary.
Well, that's what I heard. I've never actually read the book. You know why? Because I don't read.
You don't read. I was actually reading The Shining when I was working at the radio station.
It's not that I can't read. It's that
you
I choose not to. Pat, have you seen The Shining?
Oh, yeah.
And what did you... And now, my dad aside, if you say it's good, he's going to rip you up and down. But I don't care either. What did you think of The Shining?
I actually liked it quite a bit.
Okay, and why?
Well, you have to look at when it was filmed. And when you saw it and how old you were, because it scared the crap out of me when I was in seventh grade.
Well, yeah, when I was a kid, it scared the crap out of me, too. Those two little girls are, man, they're
exactly.
freaky.
And movies like that stick with you. Same thing happened with the Poltergeist.
When I first saw it, I would see it now, I would probably think, oh, whatever. But, yeah, when I saw it, the first time I saw it, it was scary. I didn't want no damn skeletons coming up in my kitchen. I
mean, right.
That would suck. But back to Colin's list.
Where's Carrie? Carrie on his list?
No, Carrie's not on my list.
Undead, The Faculty, Dawn of the Dead, George Romero's Dawn of the Dead, and Return of the Dead. Okay. That's phenomenal, Colin. Good job.
As he throws the thing in the trash can.
Out of those...
get it out of the trash can.
Out of those horror movies, what do you think is your favorite? I mean, is that Dawn of the Dead, the George Romero thing?
I would say probably Army of Darkness.
It's Army of Darkness?
The one that I've seen the most.
I like that. I have it on both lists, comedy and horror. But
right.
I did move it towards horror just because of the whole Army of the Dead thing, which is kind of fun.
To prove, in fact, George Romero took LSD before he made any movie or wrote any screenplay. No, it's proven fact.
Proven fact.
Proven.
Well, speaking of proven facts, since I told some people to come prepared and some people are still thinking, you still thinking, Pat?
Yeah.
All right. We'll come to Pat last, and maybe my dad last, because
I know what I like.
Bring it on whenever.
I don't know what I like, but I know what art is. Why don't we go with you, Heather? Let's go with your... Since Colin started with horror, why don't you start with... I think you have it written down as scary.
I do. I put scary.
Scary.
Some of them are not necessarily horror, but they've got scary undertones or whatever.
Scary undertones.
Kind of scary.
I like the fruit is nice, and I like the scary undertone.
Shut up. I only have seven.
I have there's it's like a wine tasting or something. there's notes of hickory, and was that a scary undertone in there?
It has an oak taste.
Ah! You know, sorry, go.
Hit him.
Go with your scary.
Okay, my scary. The first Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street. There's one scene in there that I found very scary, and it's when that. The one chick is hallucinating in the school, and she sees the chick in the body bag.
Yeah.
That scared me, but the rest of the movie, I remember watching it like a couple of years ago and just laughing my ass off.
Well, the thing is about the first one, like Pat said, it depends on where when you see it and everything.
Yeah.
And I saw it on video. You know, everybody I went to school with went and saw it in the theater, but I didn't. Rhonda and I rented the video. We watched it at her parents' house late at night with, you know, and the big picture window in the living room.
A proven fact that Rhonda's parents were into voodoo, which made their house way scary.
Way scary. No, and okay, so late at night, it's like at least midnight, 12:30, all the lights are off, we're watching this movie, and I think it was about that time that you were talking about where she was hallucinating when she was in school and the body bag.
That was near the beginning of the movie, after
and
that chick had been killed.
I'm facing the window, and I see somebody walking up towards the door, and all I see is a striped sweater. And I'm like, oh, good God, you know, Freddy's real, he's coming to get us. Well, it was her stupid brother coming back from a date, wearing a striped sweater.
Stupid brother.
But
well, you got an idiot wears a striped sweater.
Sweater on a date.
Gene did.
I guarantee there was no second date.
No, there wasn't.
Hi, babe.
He forgot his key, so he's trying to get in. He's rattling the door, you know, and we're just scared spitless. So that's probably why that's, you know, the top one on my list, because it scared me so bad.
So is the second one The Omen?
No. Oh, The Omen. I forgot about
The
Omen.
Did you leave The Omen off your list?
The Omen's
you want to talk about situational scares. When we first saw The Omen, we saw it on video, so we didn't see it in the movie theater. But
no, we were too young.
Yeah, but we saw it was you and me and Mom.
Yes.
And Dad was at work.
No, Dad was you were like in Nebraska or something for a golf deal.
No.
You were out of
business,
town.
Business school in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Anyway, we watched The Omen, and a thunderstorm rolled in while we were watching The Omen. And during the scene in The Omen where they crack open the coffin to reveal the spooky dog skeleton, and lightning strikes the grave, lightning struck our house and put all the power out. So imagine everything, we see that, lightning strikes, then everything goes pitch black, and we're just all huddled in a corner going, "Where's Satan?"
It was so
Do you see
scary.
Him? Where is he? So that movie, I mean, it was a scary movie anyway for when I watched it. It was a scary premise. I didn't want to piss off the son of Satan. I mean, frankly, I didn't want that little separator in my brain to pop and die. Or was that Omen 2? Anyway, he had some pretty freaky powers. So it was a scary movie at the time. I don't know if I would want to watch. I didn't even go see the remake. So the recent remake of The Omen, which I think the only reason that movie was remade was because of June 6th, 2006. It's like somebody a couple of years ago said, "Hey, guess what? No 6th is going to be a June 6th. Well, yeah, there's June 6th every year. But no, guess what? We could remake The Omen.
Oh,
quick,
yeah.
Quick.
Let's put it together.
Yeah.
Just like the first
Slap
one.
That shit together. Go. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Okay, so Lady in White, which you guys
talked
about.
It's on my list. Yeah, definitely on my list.
Candyman.
Never saw Candyman.
Candyman scared me. You know what? And I've only seen it once, but I just remember him opening his mouth and all those bees flying out of his mouth.
Sammy Davis Jr. had bees in his mouth?
The Candyman can.
I didn't think Sammy Davis.
Yes, it was a big old black guy that played Candyman.
He had a glass eye, but he wasn't that scary.
Behave. Okay, The Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. The soundtrack was much better than the movie.
Yeah,
that's a sad case.
Kiefer Sutherland is a vampire, just... That's good. The Skeleton Key, which is actually...
Haven't seen it yet.
It's actually it's very good.
My wife saw it and said that I would probably enjoy it, so I'm going to end up... I will see it.
I have it if you'd like to borrow it.
Yes, I would like to borrow it.
From Hell, with the Jack the Ripper.
Rob Zombie? You just...
No, not Rob Zombie. This is Johnny Depp. It's the Jack the Ripper movie.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Oh, that! Yeah.
It's very well done. And Watcher in the Woods.
Watcher in the Woods with Bette Davis?
Yes, that was a scary movie.
We watched that in like sixth grade as a class.
Yeah, Lady in White is old.
1980.
Too.
I was 9 years old. It scared the crap out of me.
And I was six, so it probably scared the crap out of me too. Bette Davis was freaky looking. Wouldn't want her watching me.
That was her last movie.
The Exorcist isn't on there.
No.
See, I'm showing
Sorry,
my age because you're coming up with all these crap.
Well, okay, so I'm going to go with my wee tiny little list of horror slash thriller slash scary. Mm-hmm. Army of Darkness, number one. I think that's my top pick. The Crow, Signs, and Lady in White.
The Crow?
The Crow because it is a supernatural thing.
Bruce Lee, son?
Yeah, Brandon Lee. Guess what? Bruce Lee couldn't out ninja a bullet, and neither could Brandon Lee.
I can't out ninja a fake bullet.
Sure you do.
The Crow was an action.
Have a genre for action.
Well, I only have three action
movies. Yeah. I
would have put
just
it under sci-fi
this,
fantasy.
Just because of this, but I will not have a sci-fi slash fantasy genre. Yeah. I will not. All right?
A lamer.
But just a little trivia about The Crow. The guy that plays T-Bird was also the same guy that played the guy in The Warriors, that stupid movie.
Yeah.
It's clinking the beer bottles together. Warriors!
You're right, I'd forgotten
come
about
out
that.
And play! And... That same actor recently played a part in the Adam Sandler remake of The Longest Yard, and he was the bad guy in Penn and Teller Get Killed. So he gets around.
Oh, yeah.
He's on my list more than once.
Wow, look at that.
Well, I liked the bad guy in The Crow. I liked his voice, that Michael Wincott.
Oh, the man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked him.
Randy Lee
died. Caw, bang, fuck, I'm dead. That was my favorite line.
That's my favorite line, too.
Well, yeah, because the family can't out ninja a bullet.
No.
I mean, it's just a fact. So, Pat,
Yes, sir.
Who's been sitting quietly in the corner, waiting for his turn to speak.
Like himself. I'm in trouble.
I know.
Something.
It's like you're in school all over again. Do you have some favorite horror slash thriller slash scary movie slasher films?
I certainly do.
So let's hear them.
You know, I'm going to go with some of the newer ones.
Such as
can you put in cricket noises while I'm speaking, please? I'd go with the Final Destination 1 and 2.
Haven't seen either.
The second one, because the carnage scene in the second one is probably one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one, but I did like the first one.
You have to see the second one, especially for the scene that happens, the accident on the highway is unbelievable.
It's well done.
I really enjoyed Saw. I really enjoyed Hostel. Anytime that there's enough gore that it's so creative, I'll stand up and cheer in the middle of a movie theater. That's a good film for me.
So what you're saying is you live for innards.
I do. I live for, like, really freaky, weird, disgusting ways to kill people on film.
Have you seen...
On film. Let's make this clear.
On film.
Only on film.
Have you seen Dead Alive or Bad Taste, Peter Jackson's earlier
films? I have
not. Oh, you need to see those. If you like gore, yeah, I think you'll like those.
Okay.
Sounds like Colin and Pat have just made a connection.
And earlier stuff I'd probably go with, well, Poltergeist made me sleep on my parents' floor in their bedroom for probably 6 months.
Oh, my God.
And I was 24 at the time.
Oh, my God.
And Exorcist 1 and 2, the second one really creeped me out. That's the only film that had a scene in it that actually made me jump.
That was with Richard Burton, right?
I have
his last movie or something?
Sure. Well, talk about...
Well, it had the guy in there, and now I can't remember his name, but the guy that played the devil at a younger age... In the film. Anybody see the second Exorcist?
No, I missed it. I saw the third, but not
okay,
the
okay, I can't
second.
Remember the name of this guy. It'll come to me in a minute. But he is, like, one of the creepiest, weirdest actors. He was in a couple X-Files episodes and things like that. He's way over the top.
So, Dad, you ever liked a horror movie?
You know what? I started in the movie theaters in 1967, and I've seen a million movies. At the drive-ins, we used to have Horrorama. I drink your blood, I eat your skin, and we'd have 4 or 5 movies, Dusk to Dawn. And the only two movies that I can think of that actually made me step back and go, who, was Blackula.
Blackula?
True story. He made it seem so real. Fuck you guys.
Can you believe it?
Blackula. There's a scene in that movie. It was at the old Chief Theater downtown, which was haunted anyway.
Yeah, that was.
There's a scene where he floats with this evil look on his face towards his prey, and it's just like, whoa. And then The Exorcist, kind of, because when that came out, we were running The Exorcist at the old Peak Theater downtown, and this was probably in the 70s, and... People were passing out, throwing up. I mean, and I think
perfect.
A lot of it was... But one of the scenes that really freaked me out is when she looks and she talks in that deep voice, and she has a little angelic face, and she's talking in this devil voice, and then, you know, her head turns completely around, and it was just kind of spooky. Carrie... An hour and a half of just total crap for 2 minutes at the end.
Except you get the line, they can see your dirty pillows from Carrie.
Yeah.
And with, you know, that's a classic of film.
But right at the end where they're going to put flowers on his grave, and the hand comes up and grabs. People would start leaving the theater, and I would stand in there and say, don't leave yet. You know, oh, this was a piece of crap. This was bad. And that hand would come out, and they'd scream, holler. I mean, but of all the movies, I mean, the George Romero stuff, it's just gore. You guys are looking, you're not looking at fright. You know, Pat's over here looking at blood and guts and sucking interns. Innards.
Sucking interns.
Let's not start any rumors.
Oh. He was in college. He was experimenting. It's over.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I can't think of one that actually really did anything for me.
Okay. Well, let's move on to comedy. Comedy is the genre that I had more on my list than I could possibly count. Mm-hmm. And since I've got so many, I'm going to start.
You do that.
This one. I let you start before, but I'm going to start.
Yeah, that'll teach you.
Obviously, I mentioned this before, top movie of all time for me, The Burbs. with Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Are you serious?
I am.
He's top movie of
horrifyingly
all time.
Top movie of all time. But back to Midnight Run, Better Off Dead and One Crazy Summer, which I consider pretty much the same movie. Blues Brothers is an excellent film. Disorganized Crime had a great cast and was a phenomenal film. I could watch that one over and over. It's a Mad, 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 Mad World is probably one of the best films ever made. And, of course, the subsequent rip-off Rat Race, which was also very good. The John Lovett scene when he has burned himself and he crashes into the...
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
That's great.
Well,
yeah.
Excellent scene.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. I like that movie.
All right. All right. Thank you, Pat.
Yep, till now he's been shaking his head. But.
Mallrats, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, National Lampoon's Vacation, Raising Arizona, The Ref.
Oh, that's great.
The Ref, it was kind of comedy drama, but still made me laugh enough to say comedy. Three Amigos, Dragnet, Quick Change, which was TV Quick the other change. Day, and I got to watch it, and it's just phenomenal.
Sir,
Major
you
League,
got a panty on yes, your son,
you got a panty on
Quick
your
Change. Quick Change is one that definitely needs a DVD release.
It's not on DVD?
No, it isn't.
Really?
I've been
tracking
it for like 3
years.
Wait,
go back.
Now.
Where was I?
Go back.
Go back to what?
Did you say Pink Panther?
No. Major League Clue Without a Clue with Michael Caine. That was a very funny film.
Yes, that was funny.
Michael Caine and Gandhi were in that one.
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah. Ghostbusters 1 and 2 were both very good. Hocus Pocus I found enjoyable. Johnny Dangerously. Groundhog Day, Murder by Death, Another Thin Man After the Thin Man. Libeled Lady, I Love You Again, Thin Man Goes Home. Dogma. Lady Killers, the remake. I haven't seen the original. And Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good list.
Good.
I think it is. I think it's a very good list.
There was a lot of movies on there that I kept going,
You missed the one.
Well, you'll be able to tell your favorites here in a second. Let's move on now to Colin.
Okay. Well, my list isn't as long, but it has a few that yours did. I got Super Troopers.
Haven't seen it.
Club Dread.
Haven't seen it.
Gross Point Blank.
Saw it. Didn't like it much.
Midnight Run.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
Galaxy Quest.
Didn't see it.
Yes.
The original The Producers.
Didn't see it.
Groundhog Day.
Is that Zero Mostale?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I really like that one. Nuns on the Run. The Full Monty. Dutch.
Dutch was good.
Yeah, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. High Fidelity. Breakfast Club. A Fish Called Wanda. Harold and Maude. Raising Arizona. Scrooged. And Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, how did I miss Scrooged?
I don't know.
I never seen that.
Scrooge was good. Scrooge was Bill.
Scrooge.
Scrooge was Bill Murray.
Yeah,
Bill Murray. Bobcat Goldthwait was in it. Had
Karen
an excellent
Allen.
Cast. Karen Allen was in it.
We watch it every Christmas.
Yeah, it's a classic.
That's funny
Christmas
you guys
classic.
Have missed the two best.
Well, you'll have your chance. You'll have your chance. And since Heather's prepared, we're going to go to Pat.
Okay, good. You know what? I'm going to bring up something since we mentioned Saturday Night Live people. Stewart Saves His Family is surprisingly a good film.
Really?
And not just as a comedy, it's actually a decent film.
Huh. I have yet to see that.
Yeah, you'd actually might like it.
I might.
I have to agree with Colin on Galaxy Quest because that's one of my favorite comedies of all time. I'd also bring up the genre of Spinal Tap, Best in Show, and A Mighty Wind because those people are just brilliant.
Best in Show, I haven't seen the whole thing, but what I saw made me laugh.
And you really should give A Mighty Wind a chance. My parents loved Best in Show and they hated Mighty Wind because they just didn't get the fact that these people are great musicians.
I've heard such bad things about A Mighty Wind, but I still want to see it because I think the premise should be very funny. And if you say it's funny...
If you can get into the fact that they wrote all the music and performed it like that, you'd really enjoy it. And, you know, that's about all I can think of off the top of my head.
All right, that's good. That's good. Heather?
Okay, I'll start with my favorite comedy of all time, which is probably, I'd say, like, top 5 movies ever, but Murder by Death is funniest comedy.
That was on my list, funniest, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, but it was way down there.
That is funny.
Well, if you'll notice,
you
notice, these are mostly alphabetical, unfortunately, because I had so many.
Yeah.
I couldn't really rank them.
So, yeah, Murder by Death, favorite comedy ever, and then the rest of these are in no order, but Disorganized Crime.
Definitely.
Kung Fu Hustle.
Haven't seen it yet. Own it, but haven't seen it.
It's so funny, we saw it twice in one day.
Yeah, at the theater.
In the theater.
Who's that?
Wow. Bunch of Asian
Chow.
Folk.
It's from Japan.
What's
or
that
China.
One where that blonde haired guy plays with?
I think Chow would be Chinese.
And it was a Western.
Chinese, let's just split hairs here. But I think
High Noon or what was the name of that?
Shanghai
Noon.
Shanghai Noon. That was cute.
That wasn't that.
But no. This is much funnier. Zoolander.
I have yet to see that.
Probably
very, won't.
Very funny, actually.
It is surprisingly funny.
You're taking drugs while you're watching it.
No, it's really funny.
So anyway, go.
The Wedding Singer. Both Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Corpse Bride, 9 to 5, Cat Ballou, Frisco Kid, A Christmas Story, Mad, 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 Mad World, Better Off Dead, Princess Bride, and How to Kill Your Neighbor's Dog.
How to Kill Your Neighbor's Dog.
That's actually really good.
Very funny movie.
When did that come out?
2000. It had Kenneth Branagh and Robin Wright Penn in it.
Hmm.
So if you want to watch it, I have it on DVD.
Yeah, I'll Yeah, let me borrow that. Okay. So, Dad, you've been chastising us for missing some of the better movies. Did Heather nail them, or you still got some you think that we're idiots about?
One of the best movies ever was with Peter Sellers and the Pink Panther. I mean, you just laughed from the time that came on the screen. I've come to fix the phone. You come to fix my phone?
Yeah, the original ones are really good.
They were
funny.
Yeah, I do remember enjoying those.
One you guys are missing, and you watch it every year, and we die, and we roll in their living room, Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
She said Christmas Story.
It's on my list.
She had it on her list.
Oh, I must not have been listening.
I've spoken
my doobie over here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love comedies, and if there's a laugh in them, they're hard to. On all these that you guys named, except these weird off the wall shit that Angela and Colin named, you know, like, oh wow, this was great because the music was outstanding. You know, I'm there for a laugh. You know, but if they're funny, you know, like Raising Arizona.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Mister, you got a panty on your head. That was, you know, just shows like that. But I don't think there's... And you named a lot of them that I like. But, you know, Pink Panther. If you haven't watched that, you got to watch Pink Panther.
Period. Not the remake, though.
Not the remake. Sellers. Yeah, it looks pretty stupid.
He made a couple.
Yeah, I think there's two or three.
There's like seven.
I think there's five.
At least five.
I think there are 40.
Well, I think Pat's right because I remember that they did the last one, they brought that band. They did one where Peter Sellers was dying. When they made the movie while Peter Sellers was in very poor health
and filmed him dying.
Rich Little did the voice.
No way.
Whoa. They had Rich Little do the voice and just dubbed it over Peter Sellers.
Hmm.
Huh. That's how bad off Peter Sellers was.
Another one that we probably missed, that all the stars were at my theater. Do you guys remember that? Porky's?
Oh, yeah.
Porky's was funny.
But Kim Cattrall wasn't there, you said.
No, but... She's...
While Dad's laughing, I should probably let everybody know that starting way, way back when he was, what, 19, 18, 19?
17.
Started working at 16, what, at the Mesa Theater in Grand Junction?
Yeah, Mesa Theater.
Then was transferred over to Colorado Springs and worked for Westland Theaters and managed a number of theaters in town. The one that, while we were growing up, the major one was the Cinema 70. It was nice having a dad that worked at a movie theater because that means we got to watch a lot of movies for free. I mean, we just show up and walk in. And even after you retired, people remembered us. Jess Knight's kid. Go on ahead. So it was like, you know, you were good for something.
We went out to dinner the other night and met an employee that worked for me 30 years ago.
Doesn't that make you feel old? Idea.
That does, because I am old. But
so Porky's.
Why did they call that girl Lassie in Porky's?
Because she barked while she was having sex. That was Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that today.
Yeah, because turns out she was in Big Trouble in Little China, which we rewatched this afternoon. And
she was also the mannequin. Famous as the mannequin. In Mannequin.
No, she's now famous as Samantha in Sex and the City.
Right, but without Sex and the City, she's the mannequin.
The mannequin.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or the girl that barks.
Lassie or the mannequin. I wonder, did she bark in Mannequin? I can't remember.
No.
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I don't think there was any sex in the mannequin. Or was there? I don't know.
Necrophilia. But anyway, much as I kind of suspected, we're just about damn well out of time episode. I know. We've only covered, what, two genres, and we've run out of time. So guess what we're going to do?
We're going to continue next time.
So join us again next Wednesday on the big program. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. You've been listening to myself, Colin Burton, Heather Knight, Jess Knight, and special guest Pat Angelo.
Special guest? The hell?
He's in the corner, for God's sake.
He is in the corner.
Just been listening to us ramble.
Nice chair.
Yeah. You look comfortable, though. Just been listening to us ramble on about movies. And guess what? If you tune in next week, you'll probably hear more of the same. Join us next time, kids.
See ya!